you know, we love Asylum, man. I've hardly seen an Asylum movie that I did not like. I've hardly seen, man, they put out a lot of bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to admire the business model. They're like, hey, this is a big movie coming up. We don't know what it's going to be, but from the trailer,
oh yes,
let's make our own version. Yep,
yes, in a weekend.
In a weekend.
Get the cameras, boys. Let's beat Godzilla.
They always make a profit, yeah, too. They always stay in the black.
Yeah, yeah. Always stay in the black. Yeah, people. You say their business model. Don't overcomplicate it. Their business model, we don't give a fuck.
Sound now, strategy.
Now, what do you think?
No fucks are us. Yeah, no.
And people, some people say that today we have Asylum's biggest don't give a fuck yet. You could tell by the title. Well, you have a title. We have a title called simply Ape versus Monster. You don't give a fuck no more than that right there. Y'all know what this is. Y'all know, as Martin said, this is a mockbuster. Mm-hmm. And it is making a mockery of themselves and everything else.
You got to figure with these titles, especially this one. This is for people who don't really speak English. Like, it's not their first language.
Right. Yeah.
So them seeing Ape versus Monster, oh, that must be Kong versus Godzilla.
Yeah. I like the way they didn't say, giant ape versus big ass monster, or big ape versus giant lizard. They tried to make sure they were as generic as possible, yes, so nobody couldn't say shit to them. Ape.
Hey, you said there. Well, we told you.
Yep. We said ape. We didn't say what kind of ape.
Right.
We said lizard. We didn't say what kind of fucking lizard.
No, they didn't even say lizard. They said monster.
Oh, they said monster. Excuse me.
Because originally it was going to be a scorpion.
Oh.
Yeah. Wow. There was going to be a scorpion, and somebody like, hey, yo, if we're trying to beat Godzilla, we can at least use a lizard here, right?
Fair enough.
That wow. That's just, I hate to say this about Asylum, but that's just logical. Why do you have to make me sit up here and be logical about the illogical-ass Asylum? Sit up here. You know what? Let's make it a scorpion. So what are we ripping off? Godzilla versus Kong. What is Kong and Godzilla? An ape and a lizard. So what the fuck is a scorpion?
It's a boxer.
Fuck yeah. You can't rip off Godzilla with a goddamn scorpion. Get this motherfucker out. Out. Out right now. Yeah, people. Oh, this is the one y'all been asking us to watch, because I got the same email from so many people saying
right?
The same thing, saying they really don't give a fuck anymore.
Oh, yeah,
people
true.
Were saying, I've
I would
said this so
almost argue that they do, because they put more into this than they have in some of the other things.
Martin, you hit on something.
They didn't do it well, but they they put more into it.
You hit on something, Martin. Let's go ahead and take a look at this trailer for Ape versus Monster. Epic title itself. Simple but epic. And let's watch this, and we'll be back with our review right after this.
Approaching a crash site. 15 seconds.
I see it.
Do you hear that?
Holy hell.
I laughed my ass off every time somebody got snatched.
Oh man, this movie has, if nothing else, this movie has some of the dumbest, and by dumb I mean best deaths.
Yeah.
And it just
they are.
I think that the look of horror on people's faces are like, Dad, it looks fake as fuck.
Going to first capture.
The capsule was covered in it.
Do you believe it has something to do with Abraham's growth? How do we know that there weren't traces of that substance left on the desert floor?
We've just had a report of unidentified life patterns moving really fast eastbound.
You'll have big problems.
Secure the area!
Abraham's escaped.
Where are the targets currently headed?
Washington, D.C.
The Gila. It's about to emerge.
Abraham! Kick his ass!
I love the way they just, they I'm going to tell you, Asylum, we used to talk about how they used to like rip people off, but they were smart about it. They would just get on the brink of getting sued.
Yeah.
These fuckers going to get sued. They ain't none. I don't care if it's not this Godzilla. That's That's Godzilla 1998.
Oh, very close.
After he comes from Gold Gems or something.
Roland Emmerich's like, hey!
The only reason why Roland Emmerich and Warner Brothers are not suing right now is because the judge would be like, nobody gives a fuck about that movie.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, dismissed.
It'd be a waste of our time. But there's an interesting story about that monster.
Oh, you'll tell me a little bit.
Martin did the research.
No, he went in. I'm going in! The judge is like, man, I want... people are watching this shit more than they watch Godzilla 1980. Get them out. Dismissed. Get out.
Abraham. Kick his ass. The horror we're facing now will only just be the beginning.
This is war, gentlemen. Intergalactic combat.
I think we've got a problem.
Yeah, you got a problem. You made this fucking movie. Yeah, that's a problem. There's always a problem when y'all do something like that. Hey, man, what's the story on this giant lizard, man? This Godzilla 1998 swole-ass lizard.
Okay, so I don't know if you noticed how the effects on the lizard look better than everything else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like the effects on the ape... You're like, yeah, they only show him a little bit because anytime they spend any time on him, you start going, this looks like that Bigfoot from...
from Trollland?
Trollland. But the monster looks good, you know, comparatively.
Sure.
And the spaceship looks decent. But that monster, that's actually... Nobody... They didn't create that. It's a package.
Okay, of course.
They bought it.
Yeah, they bought
it. Of course. Okay, should have known.
Came with After Effects. Play this update.
Oh, Asylum. You sneaky motherfuckers. Well, why am I not surprised?
I mean, I'm surprised they spent money.
I'm surprised they spent money.
Yeah, all right, fair enough.
That's the... Listen, I got a problem with this. In the words of the great Chappelle Rick James,
they said he never gave you niggas money. they
got just a little bit too much money. And what I mean by a little bit, I mean like a couple of dollars more.
Yeah.
Because people, when I go to watch an Asylum movie, I'm going in to see, you know, complete trash. The cheapest of trash.
Oh, yeah. Like Zombies.
Yeah.
Where it's like, man, y'all just rented. You went to a park that was closed on the weekend.
And
shot some stuff guerrilla style.
Everyone saw this trailer and thought, as I said, man, they really don't give a fuck anymore. And that's the problem. They gave a little bit of a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
They cared just a little bit too much. They gave just a little bit of a fuck, and don't nobody want that. Don't nobody want you spending no money. You know, because when I look at this, I'm like, I look at some of these things, and I'm saying, you know what? That's not so bad. It ain't good, but for Asylum, so bad.
Yeah.
Like, even that gorilla Abraham that they got in here, the ape in the title. I'm like, you know what? That's not so bad.
Lost visual.
Get your ass away.
How did he sneak up on that?
He choked his ass. And the thing is, it's stupid the way he appears.
Yep, yep.
People, y'all saw this empty ass space out here. Where the fuck this giant ass gorilla come from?
Did check his six.
Even more so, once he snatches that guy, this thundering, stepping gorilla that's beating his chest and screaming and snatching people, the other two, everybody else is still kind of like, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, he's right up on you at this point.
Yeah. Exactly. You didn't hear this motherfucker walking up? Big ass empty space in here. It's gorilla. He got the drop on all y'all. Abraham got y'all's ass. You deserve everything you get.
Visual.
Of course.
Use your eyes.
He's like, y'all, you motherfuckers didn't hear me? Get your stupid ass over here. I like the way his tongue sticks out. And I'm glad to hear about this lizard because I said, man, that lizard looks a little too clean. Looks a little too good.
Uh-huh.
That looks a little too good for Asylum.
Yeah.
But I thought that they was actually, you know, spending a little bit more money.
Or a little more time.
Yeah, giving a fuck.
Yeah, they hired somebody who knew what they were doing.
Yeah. By any other standard, this would be complete and utter garbage. But by asylum standards, it's like, okay,
a plus for them.
Yeah, it's not that bad. When I say it's not that bad, I should never use those words when an asylum movie. I should never look at an asylum movie and be like, that don't look that bad. I should never say that.
Yet. Yeah, it doesn't look that bad yet.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Yeah, no, I mean, listen, no. You're
still 90 minutes of the movie.
Yes. No, you're right. I'm going to come pass it on to you, because I'm going to tell you, I'm with you, Martin, on this. I'm like, listen, when I say bad, I want, like you said, Martin, I want zombies level shit, you know?
Where are the monkeys?
Get out of there now.
They're headed for the evil.
Happy face.
Yeah, I know.
Infects just one of those birds and it flies out of me.
Birdemic level effects. Jesus Christ.
People, I want zombie level shit. I want to see where you copy and pasted shitty CG animals in the same scene, several of them. You know, I want animations so bad that characters are having seizures and shit.
It is time once again for the final hijinks of the year's Prankapalooza,
who all misbehave.
A prank a day keeps boredom away.
Characters just have no control over their body.
Just clipping through and things up into their own bodies.
Lip sync ain't even. Fuck
no.
Lip sync.
Oh, yeah, no, forget that. That's too much work.
That's out of the
Way too much.
That's
work.
Off the table.
No.
Just having spasms. I want that kind of shit, man. Don't get me wrong. This definitely has its moments, but I love, man. I said this is going to be good because today I got a text from Martin and Chris, letting them know that I was in the movie. I say, look, by no means am I trying to put this on y'all.
You did say that.
I did that. And I got two responses. I'm not going to tell you who said what, but I got one person said, oof, this is hard. And somebody else said, I enjoyed it. Oh. But nah, man, whoever wants to go. Chris, let's hear from you, man.
I'll say this. You know, I've seen a number of asylum films. Like those Fast and Furious knockoffs.
Yeah.
Like those
Fast
I thought.
And Fierce.
The Fast and Furious, thank you.
I watched that on a Sunday.
We did. We reviewed, a matter of fact. That was quite fun. The thing is, though, I know Asylum's giant monster films because I've seen a number of them. Mm-hmm. And what those films always lack is typically the giant monsters. That's what it is. they're like, yeah, John Musk movies, but we don't really have that. Maybe we'll have at least 5 minutes of screen time for him. Like, I saw a Cloverfield ripoff, like, over a decade ago, just called, funny enough, Monster. Keep it simple. So I was like, is this his second appearance? Is Monster going to be his second appearance right here? Sadly, not, but much like that movie, you're just stuck with these characters who are. I'm like, okay, if you're making a bad movie, it's like, oh, okay, at least it's going to be entertaining. But the thing is, with a lot of these giant monster movies that Solomon makes, they're just so boring. It's all exposition. It's just explaining what they are seeing or what they are actually doing. That's what most of the dialogue is. And for the majority of the movie, I'm just like, I'm just so bored by this. I just don't care. And like, there are occasionally funny moments, but for the most part, there's nothing I really found too funny or even that much enjoyable.
I tell you,
it's hard to watch this.
Don't get me wrong. This has its moments in here.
It has moments, but I don't think enough to be like, oh, you got to check this out. This is so funny. It's like, I don't think so.
Well, there were things that caught me because I didn't really pay attention at the trailer. And so I was taken off guard when I saw certain people in the movie.
But what, may I ask, is so important you call an emergency meeting at this hour? More unidentified flying objects?
I was like, Eric Roberts? Yeah, I was like, Eric Roberts, what you doing? Eric Roberts is in one of my favorite movies and gave one of my favorite lines in that movie.
Who's stupid enough to steal from us?
Stupid whack job, wears a cheap purple suit and makeup. He's not the problem, he's no.
I love that line.
Right, there, Eric Roberts is one of my favorite
people. They heard it. but then I realized, oh yeah, he's also in another movie.
But only once?
I don't make the rules, Phil.
His ass, or his voice rather, is in a talking cat. He's the voice of the cat.
Well,
and so this right here, Ape versus Monster, is a step up for Eric Roberts.
It's within his wheelhouse.
Yeah.
He's the kind of guy that's like, I don't give a fuck, pay me.
just pay me. You have me for this number of days. I'll do the dialogue, and that's it.
Well, yeah. when Eric Roberts first came on the scene, he was hailed as the new greatest actor of his generation. He made two movies. One was Runaway Train and The King of King of Marvin Gardens? But really, everybody was all about him.
Sure.
And that quickly led to him having a serious drug problem. And then he just went down the rabbit hole of direct to video. Nobody big in Hollywood wanted to work with him. He'd been doing direct to video stuff, and he would have been in obscurity. The only thing he was known for after that was being Julia Roberts' stepbrother.
Yep.
The Dark Knight brought him back. Mm-hmm. It brought him back to prominence. He made a couple of high profile movies after that, or shows, and then he kind of drifted back.
Faded away.
Yeah, faded back to, you know, where I guess where he's comfortable.
Well, apparently he's doing drugs again because he's in this shit right here.
He doesn't look great. He looks weathered. Yeah, I know he's older. I mean, since The Dark Knight, it's been over 12 years, but still, it's just like, yeah, he doesn't look healthy.
But it probably paid him with cocaine or something. But you know what? Yeah. I tell you what, I would say this about this man. He's a professional. He came in and he gave as much to that fake ass ape and that lizard as he did to that bat. You know, for all he knows, this was another Warner Brothers movie. He didn't know. He just went in and did his thing.
All right. I beg to differ with you there.
First of all, it's Eric Roberts who's doing anything. So I think that he came in here and did. Listen, he did much more than he did for a talking cat. Like, you were just the voice of the cat, and you sound like you don't want to be there. You didn't even have to fucking be on set.
Who would want to be there?
But only once.
I don't make the rules, Phil.
He's like, you can hear in his voice, what the fuck am I doing?
He did over the phone. That's
was. Yeah, because listen to the sound quality.
Yeah, it's so different.
He did that on a cell phone. Mm-hmm. Tell you, I like how, Asylum, there are some good Asylum moments in here, man. Asylum will, I tell you, they are the king of cheap. Even when they got a little money. I like the way they came in and they found a room, like an empty office building, and put some cheap ass desk and chairs in there and called that shit the Pentagon.
it looks like a high school study room.
Yeah.
The computer lab.
They didn't give a fuck. They went in there and put in the cheapest chairs and probably found that shit at a thrift store somewhere and put in all this shit and called it the Pentagon. And then said, why is it the Pentagon? Because, well, we show B-roll of the Pentagon.
Yeah, you saw
the outside
of it.
We show stock footage.
Yeah, it's there.
They had lots of that.
They had a lot of stock footage of flying over the Pentagon. See, well, there's the Pentagon. Looking at the rest of the actors, I have to say, like, that's why I say Eric Roberts is I guess I'm grading on a curve here, because the rest of the people they have in here, they got some, boy, these actors are something else.
They are the worst.
talking about bad actors in cheap sets, they got one dude, and you could tell he's a fake ass Russian, and he actually zoom called his performance in. You could look, this is his fucking house. Look at this. It's a Zoom call, man.
You should have signed a Russian embassy. No.
Martin's right. Some of these Russian places, they're like, their offices look like pieces of shit.
Don't rub your eyes. You want to squint and then back up to the other side of the street.
Yeah, this motherfucker's Zoom calling at his mama's house. Mama, be quiet. I'm making a movie. Shout.
I believe your emotions are adversely coloring your conclusions, Dr. Murphy.
There's nothing personal here, sir. I haven't spoken to my father in over 10 years.
You reported some kind of glow for this creature. Is that correct, Dr. Murphy?
Oh, my God. Well, that actress, I don't know her name, and I ain't trying to be mean, but she... how can I be nice here? Her performance is like a fucking 14-year-old girl doing TikTok videos.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, she's awful all the way through, except
everything she says like this.
Yes, but she had one scene. She had one scene where she actually acted her ass off, and I was like, she's really into it. She's crying. She sounds believable. Unfortunately, that scene has just the dumbest dialogue I've heard in a long time.
Oh, shit. What scene was it?
It's the scene where she's crying about her daddy and the chimp and how my daddy lied to me and he did all this and he's sure he's well known, but this and that, and he wasn't a good father. But the stuff she's like, and I always wanted to protect Abraham and just going on. I was like, you sound like you're 12 years old and you're a grown-ass woman. And it goes on and on. I was like, but this is the one scene where she's actually acting.
She's pretty.
Yeah, no,
she looks great.
Yeah. No, it, no, that, look, no, yeah.
And
yeah.
If that meant something, man.
Yeah, if she was, if she played a mute,
pretty
she was sitting up here doing sign language with Abraham, you know, maybe we get a better performance.
No, Kong, right? You got to do sign language with because he's a gorilla, but Abraham, you just talk to him and he gets it.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up? Yeah.
Hey, kick his
got
ass.
It, got it, got it.
You got it.
You got it, baby. Yeah.
She's bad, but again, people, when you see, that's the thing, this is a hierarchy of bullshit here, man. Once you think you see one person who's acting terrible, somebody else comes up, and it's almost impressive how they outshine the other terrible acting man.
Here, hold my beer.
Yeah, they got
watch this.
They got a woman in here. She's a German actress, but she's supposed to be Russian.
Oh my God, she's the worst thing.
And that combination gets so mangled. It's almost like she gets so confused with trying to do all these different accents that she ends up she's a Russian that sounds like Tony Montana.
I'm too sure this lizard won't mess with a Russian. And fire him more rockets.
Acting with those teeth.
Yeah. Come on, man. Come on, you big fucking ape.
I mean, most of the time she's like a flea market Gal Gadot, but but yeah, when she starts emoting, he's like, oh boy. Oh jeez!
I'm gonna kill a fucking monkey. People, tell me you don't hear Tony Montana and that shit.
I'm too sure this lizard won't mess with a Russian. And fire him more rockets.
You can actually see a little cocaine on her nose right here.
Guy sounds Cuban all of a sudden.
Yeah.
You pass for Cuban, I can see that.
Hey, they talk about doing a remake of Scarface. There's Scarface right there.
Gender bent Scarface, let's go.
Come on, you fucking lizard. Don't give a fuck. I love that.
The Russian. And fire him more rockets.
I'm gonna teach a lizard not to fuck with a Russian. Lizard's like, I don't hear no Russian. I'm a big fan of Scarface. I thought Al Pacino was in here. I don't hear no fucking Russian.
Here, medley of accents.
You know, they problem is how they spend their money. They spend too much money buying all these packages for these CG creatures. You spend too much money trying to actually up their game a little bit. And Chris is right. They don't show you enough of everything else. Yeah. You know, there's some things that Asylum can get away with if they gave you enough. You know, quantity over quality is what I always say with Asylum. I don't give a fuck how bad it looks as long as you just keep them coming. But there's things in here they don't, like, of course they ain't going to show you the transformation of the creatures. Because one, they ain't got the money. You know,
it's too hard. Wait,
they ain't got the money to do it. They ran out. They ran out spending money on the creature.
Just take our word for it.
He had some of the Nickelodeon slime. You can assume what happens next.
Got that scene with
he's six times bigger than he was in the last scene. He is. Can I see him? Nah, just, you know, I just told you. Why you got to see him?
Yeah, got this scene up here with this Gila monster's eating his, drinking his Mountain Dew. The secret of the ooze up here. The shit that turned the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles within. What they are. Except you got to see them turtles transform. Nah, not right here, man. What you get to do is you get to hear the lizard scream and turn into something as the camera pans up into the sky. I was like, what, did you turn into a werewolf?
Yeah.
It's the canned sound effects from After Effects. That's all it is. Or from something else, some other program.
But how are you supposed to know, just from watching a lizard drink antifreeze or whatever that was, and hear growls on a moon, to know that he's that same thing that you're hearing right there?
Yeah.
Because they don't even make that sound.
Yeah, that's what I said. You know, sound like a goddamn werewolf being transformed.
They're like, hey, you piece it together.
I guess you're supposed to see the lizard on the ground just holding his head. Oh my God! Like the Hulk changing to the fuck, like Bruce Banner. Oh Jesus!
It took me a second because I thought, oh, here's a quiet, calm scene, but now there's a monster here who's probably going to eat that lizard. I was like, oh, that lizard turned into the monster.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I got it. I just thought like it looked stupid the way y'all did it, but I got it. I mean, it's
like, hey, okay, this is what you do when you got no money.
Yeah, each of those sound effects cost 99 cents. We're going to use them all, by the way. We paid for this.
Of course. came with the lizard package.
Yep. Get the wolf for free.
Spend another $10. Yeah. You get two wolves. Yeah. Oh,
that'd be good.
You sure we can't change the ape versus werewolf? No. Bought this shit already. Shut up. Listen. And now that I know that they bought a package, I see why those good old-fashioned asylum effects come in. Because when they got to make that shit on their own, you can tell the difference between a prepaid and pre-made giant lizard and the effects that Asylum does. I'm gonna show you this scene right here. Let's take a guess at which one they bought and which one is the effect that they did in house. Guess it's the train that defied gravity. I thought that train was just gonna go to space.
Because it's one thing to go like, okay, we're gonna slow this down to kind of make it seem like it's more immense than it is. But you don't have the train going by in slow motion, but the vehicle going at the regular speed.
Yeah.
Physics.
That shit looked like it was floating around a space station.
It's the silent physics package. That's what that is.
Yeah, guess which one was which. That shit, I like the way that lizard got all this. Got all this texture on him and everything, and that train is just as shiny.
How are we going to do these effects? My nephew has a computer. He can do anything with it.
I like when you see the bottom of it. This shit is like a Hot Wheels toy.
Yeah.
The bottom of it, just as smooth. And I like when it hits, ain't getting no dents in it. Now that's the Asylum don't give a fuck I like right there. Now that's what I'm talking about. I needed more of that shit in there. Tell you though, they do kind of make up for the lack of terrible effects and creatures in here for the people dying.
Oh, okay. There's some fun deaths. I'll give it that.
Because people just
man, there's nothing but fun deaths. Yeah. Every one of them. Hilarious.
People just because they just make these people look so stupid when they die. Like this stupid ass right here.
There's no dignity in any of these deaths.
None. Yeah. like this man.
This man right here.
This stupid ass who can't see a 50-foot lizard in front of him.
Myers, get back!
Wait, I don't see it.
You got to take those dark shades off.
Yeah. You want to look cool, though, before he died.
You couldn't hear it, though, either, huh?
You want to look cool, huh? Did not succeed. Huh? What? Huh? Huh? Just told his head, huh? Where the lizard at? That's stupid ass.
Plus, it looks like the lizard just put the paw down in front of him. Like, he's still behind it.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, he got crushed by, like, his knuckle or something. That's what I thought. Yeah. Like, nailed it. Got him.
That Negro just is lost.
That's everyone, though, in this movie.
I love how they was like, what happened to the lizard? Oh, it can tunnel underground.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, convenient.
Yeah, no, yeah, convenient. That way we don't have to show it.
Oh, yeah.
It could just disappear.
Mm-hmm. Like, you disappeared right here? Which way to go, huh? I didn't see nothing.
He was in the tunnel. He just came up from the tunnel. That's why. Came underneath it.
These people looking stupid. Like this man over here. This man ain't even got no name and no lines, but you know he gonna die because he can't decide whether he wants his shirt tucked in or out.
That's very 90s.
Yeah.
Wow, I've seen that before.
You know he gonna die just because he's a slob.
They're gonna die.
The birds laughing at
you. Yeah, they do.
No more.
No more.
Even the birds are like, you know what?
Yeah. I'm just here to warn you, but it's already too late.
Ah, stupid ass. Ah, you're dead.
Well, my work here is done.
There. Get over here!
Well, you know, just yanked off camera.
Yeah, like the Sandman came on, like, yoink!
Again. Either this is the stealthiest fucking 50-foot lizard I've ever seen, or people are just stupid. He's like, when you take people off stage with a cane.
Yeah. It's the Sandman. Yeah, the Sandman of monsters of kaiju.
Because he's out in the middle of nowhere, so there's no other sounds competing with this lizard out there.
This goddamn ninja lizard out here.
Other than Stealthy. That crow, we tried to tell him.
I love it, too. I love the way he just snatched fools. Come here, I want you.
Hear me talking to you.
This lizard snatched people up so quick, they even got time to get that stupid look off their face. Shit, that lizard did him a favor. Darwinism was going to kill him. Before that lizard got to him.
He didn't a lot go for him. He was out of this world.
This fool lives in a shack.
Dragging a barrel or something.
Yeah, lives in a shack in the middle of the woods and can't even tuck his shirt in. This motherfucker had no life.
Lizard did him a favor.
His wife has left him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
She's like, I can't take living out here no more.
Yeah, that's what Fake Zilla said. You know what, man? Just do you a favor, man. Come on. This is a pity death.
Well, I mean, we don't even know it's a death. Maybe he just tucked his shirt in for him. Sent him on his
Helped
way.
Him out.
Like his mama. Spit on his hand.
Yeah. Get rid of that cowlick. Come on, man. Clean you up your hair.
Now go get a job. Get out this shack. In the middle of the woods. You know what my favorite was?
What's that?
My favorite was this dude.
Oh yeah.
The dude that they just put a camera in front of him and say, man, just yell.
You have a flamethrower, so just like do this. Oh my god.
Speaking of which, that flamethrower is very obviously the pack that an exterminator uses.
Yep.
You can see the fluid sloshing around. I was like, You can have a flamethrower in a plastic container full of gasoline.
That's how they work.
You kind of go and spray for roaches and termites and shit.
That's fool.
I'm like, that thing they cobbled together to be a flamethrower. Oh, I was like, bravo.
And didn't even try to hide it.
Nope. It's part of their aesthetic.
Can we get a flamethrower? I don't think we can. Army surplus? Nope. Kind of pricey. That's about $50 for one that doesn't
work.
Wow,
Martin, you were right. Look at this shit back here. Look at this plastic cap on here.
There's some great shots of it, too.
Yeah.
You see the fluid in it, like, jiggle around.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you're going to do something like that. don't let it be seen.
God, there's that stick that they squirted. Pesticides out of the shit.
At least paint it. Maybe paint it black or something. Right. They're like, no. Paint's not in the budget. Can't do it.
We told you, we spent money on that lizard pack.
Yeah, it's true. Too expensive.
Brother, you're just looking at a camera and yelling. He can't even do that.
Yeah. No. He looks like he's laughing, honestly. Like he's having a great time.
He's bloodthirsty in the whole time. He's like,
you're right.
He's like,
because the whole time his commander's all like, yeah, we're going to take out that monkey. Let's get him. And the other soldiers are like, okay, I guess. And he's the one like, yeah, when can we do it?
No, Chris is right. He's laughing because he knows how stupid it is.
Oh, yeah.
That he's wearing an exterminator's pack and got a bike helmet on.
Yeah, right. It's a bike helmet.
That's a fucking bike helmet. This motherfucker got.
He spray painted that though.
He got an exterminator sprayer, a bike helmet, is supposed to be the fire dude on the elite military squad, and laughing his ass off because he knows how stupid this looks. That's enough. Of that.
All right, your scene's done. Yeah,
okay. That's about enough of that.
Yeah, okay, that's stupid.
Settle down.
Do all you motherfuckers a favor.
Wow. And it's where we're like, I would bring up how Abe keeps changing sizes, but
all the time. All the time. Oh, man, having a good time.
Yeah.
Hey, Mom, I'm in a movie.
Yeah, they got his ass drunk and put that stupid shit on him.
Yep.
And say, hey, dude, go have fun, man.
All right.
Sick of this shit. This is just stupid. You know it. Cut that shit out. Jesus. Oh, that's funny. To be honest with you, man,
it's one of the better
I got
to
give it to you. I did not notice that was an exterminator's pack on his back. Yeah. I'm glad you did.
Good catch.
Look at the tip right here. You were right. Look at this plastic shit. No, That shit would blow his ass up before you said anything. Huh? You know what that would set on fire? Him. Yes.
Well, he was putting them out. It's like, this is dangerous.
Yeah. Yeah, all that trapped gasoline in that container like that. Just blown up.
And people, that is a bike helmet.
Yeah.
That's very much so. Military gear shit right there. I think that's my favorite death. That's my favorite scene. That's my favorite
one.
Death.
Top one.
I gotta see this one more time. His fool was having. I almost feel bad for him because he was having so much fun. Shit, they did shots before they did this scene, and then let him go to town. Shut your ass up. You jump no acting ass. Yeah, act dead. Shut up. And he does keep changing size, man.
Yeah.
He was like like 3 minutes ago, he was much bigger than that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Man, he's much bigger later on in the movie.
He sure is. Problem is, for me, and I gotta agree.
Yeah, because he's about the size of a tree right there.
Yeah.
But later, he's towering over buildings.
Yeah.
He's like maybe 15 feet tall there or something like that. I don't know.
I think, in the movie, he's continuously growing. Because of the ooze. But he does, but they are still not consistent. But, you know, I agree with you, man. It's just not enough of that stuff that I love from Asylum. You know, the problem is that I believe that the effects are slightly a little better. And because of that, because they had to spend like a couple of dollars or so, $5 more on the movie. Because of that, that's Abraham right there. Because they had to spend a little bit more money, they don't show as much as they do. It's almost like they spent so much money on these creatures or this packet right here that, because when they were doing cheaper creatures, they could spread that shit through the film.
Right, like in Zombies.
Yeah. You're exactly right.
Well, because they were all of a consistent, shitty quality.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now here they got Abe, who's down here. And the monster who's up here.
Yeah.
So they're like, well, shit, now every time we show Abe, he looks even worse. So let's just not show him. How about that?
Yeah. You know, with Zombies, the great thing about Zombies is like you can just look at this and laugh the whole time because they just the movie was just infested with bad effects. And they would give them to you about every 5 or 6 minutes or so.
And something was happening each time. I thought, as bad as that movie was, the pacing was good. Funny enough.
Yeah.
Something was happening every scene. Instead of people just talking to each other and then going on to another scene, and they were continuing to talk to each other, and they were talking about their feelings, and then we'll talk about what's happening, what they're seeing, but we're not actually seeing it. And that's why Dev's this is boring then at this point.
Yeah, now that this costs $1 or $2 more, they can't afford to keep showing the creature. No. It looks a little bit better for an Asylum movie. Like I said, you have to look at this relatively. You know, for an Asylum movie, they look all right. So they don't have the money to keep showing that through the whole film. So what do? They pad the movie with just exposition. Ugh. They spend so much time explaining dumb shit that nobody cares about. Two, it don't make any sense. Mm-mm. Ain't nothing scientific. Ain't nothing logical. Ain't nothing smart about it. They just—you can see them just talking just to like buy time. So by the time you get to what you want to see, you know that big fight that they showed in the trailer because it was a straight ripoff of Godzilla versus Kong. Okay, mom. You know that's 1 hour and 10 minutes into the movie, right there.
And it lasts about maybe like 90 seconds, I'd say.
Yeah.
If that, about a minute long.
They got that. They have they are so thrifty and careful on how they show these creatures that they even use the same animation sometimes.
Oh yeah.
They speaking of deaths, they got that dude out in the desert, that stupid ass that tried to run.
Yeah.
That stupid ass that we tried to run and fake Zilla got his ass. They use that same, I think it's the same animation in the same lighting for another scene that happens 1 hour into the movie. It's the same animation.
I'm sure it's in the package.
Yep. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Hey, man, we bought it. We're going to use this shit.
And those two deaths were so unnecessary.
They really were.
Like that first one, that's a whole scene added to this that really had nothing to do with anything else. You take out that whole scene. Plus, that scene is mostly that guy in the capsule being scared and somebody talking over the radio. Yep. So it is 80% ADR.
It is.
Mm-hmm. It's like, it's almost as if there might not even have been that second person talking to him when they got almost done and went like, well, let's just add this in there to give it some color. But just to have the lizard eat him, it's like, we already know he's doing that. This wasn't needed. And that last guy, I mean, well, it wasn't necessary, but he was annoying, so.
Yeah, I'm glad to get rid of him.
That is one of the parts where I just said, cool. You know, I'm not getting much out of this movie, but I'm glad this dude is gone. Damn, he even tried to make it look like that creature ate his ass. They didn't try to put no fake CG legs in there.
No.
If you look, fake Zilla's face went over that.
He clipped
dude.
Through him. No, he clipped through him.
Yeah. Yep. All in one bite.
Nothing. Just gone.
Oh, yeah.
Terrible.
That's what you get.
Yeah, people. I want to see that scene that you were talking about with the bad ADR, that dude out there in the capsule.
Oh, yeah.
And with just the B-roll to, like, some truck that constantly kept showing, like, here's this wide shot of this truck just sitting there.
Yeah.
And they had the dialogue coming in there. It's like, why do you have this?
Yeah.
At least just keep it on the guy.
Plus, he's in the capsule going, like, first he gets in the capsule and he says, like, man, it's so tight, you can't even take a shit in here. Mm-hmm. And next he's like, no, man, there's something in the capsule. It's like, you just established there's no room for anything in there, let alone a giant lizard.
You ready to give us a report there, McDaniels?
Yeah, my bladder's full, but it's calm.
Oh, yeah?
Well, that's the thing, and you're trying to make that voice match his lips.
Looks like you're having a busy night there.
Yeah, it's pretty chill.
It's like you're watching this in the theater, and it's just two people sitting in chairs.
Yeah. That's a great point.
I'm going to check this thing out.
You sure that's a good idea?
How the hell did a monkey survive this?
I don't know, McDaniels. Why don't you?
Hey, man, what's that scene where she's talking about the lizard? I think I found it. The scene with the bad dialogue. Is it this one right here?
Yes.
let me go back a little bit because she's trying to act her ass off, and she's doing that
about Abe.
Yeah, she's talking about Abe. She's doing that smell my fart acting where she's got that, you know, when you're supposed to cry but ain't no tears really coming out.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. What did you eat? Your ass smells so bad.
It's kind of squishy, just like.
Was that me that farted? Oh, shit. It smells so bad.
Temps, all forcibly shot into space for the benefit of mankind, were a terrible mistake. Born out of ambition and ignorance. And that it would never happen again.
Like the script.
Yeah, and she just goes on. She goes on and on.
Yeah.
My father lied to me.
Did you see her? That woman back there rolled her eyes a little bit. She's like, "Oh fuck, oh, it, father again."
Okay.
Did you see it?
And the whole thing, this dynamic between her and the Russian woman. I was like, this Russian woman wants to fuck her.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's the
oh, yeah.
only
oh, yeah.
way you would let somebody kinda, just drone on and
like,
on.
She's like, if I didn't
want
to fuck you, I wouldn't listen to this shit. She actually rolled her eyes a little bit. She's like, oh, fuck this shit about her dad again. Fuck your dad. God damn. Fuck you and that monkey.
Yeah,
man.
It's like,
Jesus.
How old are you?
Fuck your dad and that goddamn ape. Pull your titties out.
Great man. So that this time it would be different. That Abraham would be safe. And that he would return a hero and become the most important ape, important animal, who ever lived.
But he has returned.
She's like,
so you can stop talking about this.
Yes.
He's very famous now. Let's fuck.
Everything's going to be all right.
Let this commence of lovemaking, though.
And chimps. All forcibly shot into space for the benefit of mankind were a terrible mistake.
Oh, fuck. Jesus.
Another bleeding heart.
Damn.
Okay, bleeding heart. Fuck. All right, it's fine.
Damn.
We shot dog into space in Russia. We shot monkey. It's different.
She's like, maybe she's fucking this monkey. Maybe that's why I can't get no action.
Born out of ambition and ignorance, and that it would never happen again. My father lied to me.
Yeah.
Look, why she can roll eyes.
Yeah, like, okay.
Fuck. God damn, every week is about the fucking monkey. And I got to sit and listen because I'm horny as fuck. She
rolling his fist.
Okay. Monkey man again. Okay. That's very good. I'll tolerate it.
Man, I'll tell you what I found funny. Because I talk about how they put just a little more effort into the movie and how put more money into the movie, but effort and money both ran out at the end.
Yeah.
Did you notice how they rushed that shit?
Yeah, of course they did.
Oh, very much so.
We had the main character just kind of sitting on a rooftop going, get him! Oh, yeah, go at it. It's like, all right. I assume something's happening right now.
Man, they did. Now, I have to give them credit because they came back to what I like about Asylum, not giving a fuck. Y'all tried, didn't work too well. And almost like y'all realized it because by the end of the movie, it's just two old dudes sitting up there just wrapping the movie up, except they sound like kids telling the story. And then the monster died, and then the ape made friends with everyone. The end. And another guy actually says, cool.
The Feld Gila monster is creating no signs whatsoever, totally inactive.
Cool.
Cool. No talking to the president. No other military are around. This is a Pentagon. Just two dudes sitting around shooting the shit.
That's it, man. Jeez. I mean, every one of these little military groups only has about eight people in them.
To
battle two monsters that are destroying Washington, D.C., they can only round up eight soldiers.
The president didn't come nowhere near this.
And the worst kind of southern cliches for commanders who can't do accents for
shit.
Get
that monkey!
Yeah. and even one where it's like, well, your tanks couldn't do anything. Oh, little lady, our tanks are Tinker Toys. And it's like, yeah, in this movie, they actually are Tinker Toys. But he gives that line, and if you look, Eric Roberts, he laughs. He's in the scene. Like, he must not know he was in the scene. He's like,
oh, I gotta find that. I love it that they're in the Pentagon and dudes in there just smoking cigars. Like they're in the bar.
The Soviets back in the 80s.
That's why it's secret. April 25th, 1945, the day Soviet and American troops met at Elbe, Germany.
Like it's Citizen Kane.
An important step toward ending the war.
I'm familiar with that little bit of history there, kiddo.
Well, Bush Jr. and Putin felt nostalgic.
Yeah, they determined a joint mission in a deep space.
He's drunk right now.
and
drink, he sounded like Rick from Rick and Morty.
Yeah, space and shit.
Deep space.
what are we doing again?
Tesco.
What am I finding again?
In the Cold War and significantly boost the economies of both countries.
And success meaning?
Contact with alien life forms.
So,
oh yeah,
these cuts, man.
These cuts, dude, just up there, just pacing and what is it? Pursing his lips and shit. Mm-hmm.
I'm hard.
You say so.
That this mission failed.
Naturally, we lost contact with the Elbe August 12th, 2007.
And contact with the ship was never reestablished.
They ain't even in the same room shooting these lines right here. Also, there's a story about an alien that's controlling these creatures.
Oh my God. There's so many things in this that made me laugh. I know you guys were bored. I was having the best time. Between the terrible dialogue and acting and editing, I had so much fun. And then, you get to, it's all about this ape versus monster, and then suddenly they go like, oh, wait, aliens are here now. Yeah. I was like, what?
That's for the sequel.
we bought a spaceship package, so let's throw this in here.
By the way, you never see the aliens. It's like, hey, you know what? We destroyed the signal, and the aliens decide to go back home.
Right. After all this setup they did.
Yep.
Oh, that's all it took for them to call it a day.
I was trying to find this little spaceship that they had. Cause
that little mystery science theater.
Yeah.
That's a spaceship.
What about...
Yeah. Yeah, that's... I can't find it.
It's very brief. Maybe
the most... Well, they show it, I think, three times.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's a little model. You can.
It's a model. Totally a model.
Yeah.
It's like one of those Kenner Millennium Falcon toys.
This is a critical situation. Do you understand what will happen if we don't stop this?
And why didn't you tranquilize him?
Dr. Kuleshov had to tranquilize him.
I already explained. We split up. I presume she broke away to pursue the Gila monster, but I haven't been able to reach her.
This is why girls should not be in combat.
Call me girl.
Oh, no, you didn't. Oh, shit.
This is why girls should not be in combat.
He's a sexist, too. Oh, boy. Yeah. I hate him even more.
2021, huh?
Okay. All right. I love you. Get that monkey!
Abraham is no longer under alien control.
Hold your fire on the monument. Abraham is not a threat. I repeat, Abraham is not a threat.
And we're making sure of that, baby doll.
Asshole.
Fire!
Our countermeasures are over there, and that cowboy's liable to bungle the whole show.
Come on, knock that bastard down! Come on, blow him to smithereens, I say!
Now watch this stupid shit. The motherfucker's right under the monument.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
the fool is right under the monument. Mm-hmm. Knock that motherfucker out the sky!
I'll be dipped in pink!
The weird thing was, from that angle, it looked like it missed him.
Yeah. Now I got him.
Oh, yeah, no, I know it got him. I was like, well, the way you showed it, it looked like it just missed.
But physics!
You stand right under the shit. Knock it down!
Oh,
shit!
He didn't care. He wanted to kill it. Sacrifice himself for it.
But I was too busy laughing at the way Abe came off of the
mic. Oh, I know.
I know.
Like the cursor just moved him over a little bit. There you go.
Go on the target.
Fire! Give that monkey all you got! Right now! Over there! Left quadrant!
Hey! Hey! Like Thriller.
Get ya! Dun dun.
Get that monkey! He's doing the Michael Jackson dance. Get that monkey!
Oh, and the line they throw in. Wow. I'm so glad they've evacuated the city.
Oh. And you still see fucking cars going.
Well, like, yes, you evacuated a big city like D.C. in 30 minutes. Good luck with that.
Because they didn't have the money to show people dying.
Of course not.
It ain't like Kong and Godzilla where you can see them all but running and scrambling.
They died. They got killed.
Nah. See, we can't get that many extras. We have to feed those motherfuckers. No. Boy, I got them stock footage of the Pentagon. Yeah, right there.
Hey, you must.
Why is it the Pentagon? Because we bought stock footage online of it. They probably got that shit off.
It's public domain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
This man's still shooting at his mama's house. This is about 5-10 times in the movie right here.
Does nobody here have a globe? Come on. If I just get a globe, it'll tie everything together.
This fool's still talking shit.
Sit down. We came to assist.
Thank you. But we don't need your assistance.
As you can see, what she means, Captain, is that the area is clear.
Bitch, I can talk to myself.
Please excuse my rude friend.
I'm not your girl. What did my woman mean? I mean my friend. That's meant to say. Boy, this is y'all need to. Now, the more I talk about, the more I talk about,
it was nothing but fun.
I would say compilation. If someone put together a 15-minute compilation, you'll be good.
I could take a supercut of just Eric Roberts scenes. So I was telling Chris, the more I was watching it, I was like, he doesn't know his lines, and it could be because they're writing them on the spot. But somebody is feeding him his lines. You never see him say more than two sentences, and there's a lot of awkward cuts away from him. And half of his dialogue, he's smirking while he says it.
You know what? I think I found a scene where he's doing that.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. I think because I was looking for it. I think because I saw one, and it was a freeze frame. He might have just been making a face, but it looks like he's laughing right behind that sergeant's back.
He's also, like, futzing with his false teeth and with his dentures the whole time.
What's going on?
High alert.
Abraham?
We're dealing with spaceships now, hovering over the Pacific Islands.
They're heading towards D.C.
Well, that acting.
They're heading towards D.C. What did she look at?
Abraham, the Gila monster, the ship, all of them. They're heading towards D.C.
And you know this because?
No question. And the alien mothership is right behind them.
Based on our calculations, it'll be upon the city in a matter of 6 hours.
Attacking the capital?
No. Disrupting the chain of command. Giving the opportunity to organize a strike force.
I can't even remember his lines.
Yeah, stuttering, stumbling.
Yeah. Damn. All these motherfuckers are drunk.
They're all stumbling over the lines.
Can't redo it. Can I take that again? No, we gotta keep going.
And you know, it might not be the actors. It's just because my friend who worked on Atlantic Rim for them, he said they have you constantly there rewriting stuff on the fly.
Really?
So, yeah, if you came in knowing your lines, it's like, well, we changed this. Like, well, shit, I had this memorized. Don't worry about it. We'll just feed them to you.
Memorize something else.
Moralize the nation.
I don't think propaganda is part of alien agenda, General.
We will unleash the unholy hell from the U.S. fighting force.
Damn.
I'm glad they didn't give me those lines.
Shit. Wow.
Your tank was wiped out in one swift swoop, General.
Tanks are Tinker Toys. Our new supersonic cruise missiles are punching up holes in those suckers. They'll wish they never came to this planet.
He's just looking at that guy.
He looking like, damn, they did you dirty, brother. He like, shit, I thought they gave me bad luck. They fucking with you, man. All right, he back there just laughing at this.
Jesus.
Y'all hear this shit? This motherfucker actually said he said the lies. He really said it.
Those are punching enough holes in those circles.
Shit, bro.
They'll wish they never came to this planet. Gentlemen.
Look, that side eye, though. That's what kills me.
Trying to get it back together. Mm. Just standing there like, wow. Mm.
Okay.
You got through that, didn't you?
He like, ooh, shit, brother. I'll tell you what, that's not worth the $50 they paid you to do this shit.
Because you know, Eric Roberts never leaves that room.
No.
No, yeah.
No, there's a point where he's phoning in his performance.
3 days of filming. You got me there. In this room. Let's go.
If that,
it's true.
Point. I'm here for one day. What do you want me to say? You didn't read the script? Just tell me.
I'll sell it.
Right, thank you for pointing that out. I cannot unsee this now. He's back there drunk and not giving a fuck. He just realized, wow, this is really stupid.
Tanks are Tinker Toys. Our new supersonic cruise missiles are punching up holes in those suckers.
They're like, ouch.
Jesus.
Wish they never came to this planet. Gentlemen?
They're both from this planet.
The truth is, sir, we don't know what Abraham will do. He may not be under total control of the aliens.
We have to assume the worst.
What else can we do to prevent destruction of...
And this dude, you are not just Russian. Stop.
No one who they said is Russian is actually Russian in this.
Yeah. This motherfucker never left this Zoom call.
No, right, he's been there the whole time, man.
I think they even had different days, and he's still wearing the same clothes. That fake-ass accent. He didn't even try.
No. And honestly, bringing in the Russians, that's about the laziest plot device.
Lazy.
Yeah.
This motherfucker's falling asleep in the middle of his lines. Look at him. He is talking. This movie's so boring, though. He's falling asleep in the middle of his own scene, his own dialogue. Man, you starting to make me like this shit.
I'm telling you.
Because I was with him.
Yeah,
I lost. I guess I just have to watch the movie with you or something.
Those scenes are few and far between, though. That's my whole thing.
I disagree. It's stuff like that constantly through it. Mm. Like, all the scenes with them at the Pentagon. Like, yeah, I should have been bored, but I just couldn't get over it. The bad dialogue, the cuts with Eric Roberts, he became fascinating to me. And I was like, they do not let him say more than two sentences at one time. Most of the time it's one sentence. And a lot of times he's in the middle of a sentence and they cut away to somebody's reaction. And he's got on what I think is a really bad wig when he even first walks in.
Yeah. Let me see when he walks in, because you might be right. Y'all, you making me feel bad for old Eric.
He looks like he's like, ah, fuck it, I don't care.
I'm here to
no,
care.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm
no, he looks kind of ill.
Get my check. Get the fuck out of here.
But what, may I ask, is so important you call an emergency meeting at this hour? More unidentified flying objects?
Yeah.
There's no place where the roots attached to his head.
Yeah, you might be right.
Yeah,
actually.
You could be right. He said, I'm here for my check and a drink. Fuck out of here.
and I already had a couple before I got there.
Give me my money. Don't give him no money.
I am not saying his dialogue sober. I don't care what nobody says.
We give him a drink and his money. We'll never see his ass again.
He wants to write it on a cue card? Just tell me.
It don't matter anyway.
Yeah.
And they just ran out of so much. They ran out of money and ran out of ran out of caring at the end. That last shot.
Oh, yeah. With Abe. Yeah. On that piece of B-roll, just, I'm here.
Oh, yeah.
All right, bye. Cuts credits.
Those fake CG rocks that have no texture. No. Hardly any shadow on them.
I'm here now, I guess.
That's amazing how Abe has different lighting than his surroundings.
Yep.
Abe chest is shiny. Look at like you put Vaseline on his chest. He look like he got fish scales on.
Yeah, right.
And again, size change.
Yeah. Maybe the rocks are bigger.
I don't know.
And if you listen closely, like I said, Silent better quit playing. Because they're getting really close to skirting that line on copyright and infringing on other people's property. If you listen to one part in here, you can hear it's Godzilla's roar.
Yeah.
It ain't
really?
It's not something that's like reversed or looped and sound like
it's
roar.
Nope, it's Godzilla's roar.
Oh my God. Gentlemen.
Yeah.
That's squirrel.
Yeah, listen. Gentlemen. They tried to cover that shit up with music.
Well, yeah, right. Bring the horns up.
Yeah, that horn came in.
Well, I'm trying to say, y'all.
No, we heard that shit.
Jesus, Toho's like, excuse me, knock on their goddamn door. Excuse me, what did you do?
No. Godzilla is dun, 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 dun. Wow.
Yeah, man, they don't care. They don't care. This is, in a way, this is a big fuck you. And like my thing with Asylum right now, they've been getting a little ambitious. They got a little bit too much money. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Smelling on ass up in here.
Well, like all classic Asylum movies, it doesn't have any kind of big ending.
No.
It just kind of goes off.
That was it. What's his name on those rocks? Abe on those rocks? That was the last part. They just said, hey,
old men do the wrap up. Well, here's all the stuff that happened that we cannot film and had no intention of filming.
Well, that dude, he said, well, the lizard ain't going to bother nobody no more. Cool.
The Feld Gila monster is creating no signs whatsoever, totally inactive.
Cool.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. That sounds very official.
And then they said we put Abe on a nature preserve. This ain't no fucking nature preserve. That's the Grand Canyon. That's exactly. Not a nature preserve.
That's Australia. That's where he is right now.
Abe can get out this shit any day. There ain't no fucking preserve. Shitty effects is what they are.
Yep.
But people. Well, between the both of you. I guess I'm caught between the both of you. I ain't going to rate this right here. I mean, it's a silent movie.
Yeah.
There's no rating. We already know what the rating's going to be.
It's always going to be bullshit.
I'm not going to be a bully.
You know, we know what the rating is. Either going to be like either good bullshit or bad bullshit. This is kind of, this leans on, because most of them are like good bullshit. Most of them are excellent, wonderful bullshit. This is like okay bullshit. It's not Asylum's best. Asylum needs to get back to like spreading your movies out with shittiness all the way through. Not here and there.
It was few and far between for me than this movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then you start pointing out all those things that I did not see.
Oh, man. I found this enjoyable from beginning to end, and I did not expect that. Because, it's not big on the plot and the crazy stuff. But just the little things, them having more money and still failing so miserably at just the basics of filmmaking, I found immensely enjoyable.
Yeah, no, this is you know what you're getting into with this. Not Asylum's best, I don't think, but apparently I need to go watch this again because there are very small things in there that I missed. I never thought I would say about an Asylum movie, whether it's small details that I missed.
This subtlety in this Asylum film, you have to appreciate it. All right, fair enough.
And they kind of, as opposed to so many of them, they stayed on message for the most part.
Yeah. Yeah, they did. It's funny how they stayed on message, and the message was hardly in the movie. The ape and the fucking lizard.
I mean, the conclusions they reached. It's like, all right, how y'all got this, I don't know. Plus, it wasn't enough that the chimp got infected with something and spread it. We got to bring aliens trying to take over the planet, too.
Yeah, I know. Not even aliens. We got a ship.
A ship.
You got a CG ship.
To bring in a big, huge plot point like that and then just kind of half do it.
Yeah.
Just dip your toes. Like, just don't even put that in there.
Well, sir, the alien got scared and they went home. That's what they said in the movie. Yep.
We knocked out their transmitter. So,
Somebody in the chat said, it's avant-garde. Angry Asian.
There it is.
It is. It is, sir. I'll tell you this, Asylum's always a special kind of bad.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Always.
Yep.
It's their brand.
Yep.
On point.
Do you believe it has something to do with Abraham's growth? How do we know that there weren't traces of that substance left on the desert floor?
We just had a report of an unidentified life pens moving really fast east.